It would be better if everybody turned and looked the other way. Or if I had a little booth right here. Now, thanks for having us today. And what I want to talk about is the annual Country Cares for St. Jude Kids Radiothon. Coming up 3 weeks from today, actually, February the 11th, all day at K-Country 95, we're going to raise money for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. We haven't set a goal yet that I've heard for this year, but last year we did around $275,000. So, and, you know, that's one day. That deserves a great big wow, because that is a great number. And so we will embark on at least a $275,000 day at 6 o'clock Wednesday, February the 11th. Now, for those of you who don't know, Radiothons, the St. Jude Country Cares Radiothon, has been going on at K-Country for about 37 years. I remember the first one we did was $1,500. We thought we'd done something major. Then we increased to 15 and then 30. We started doubling every year for a number of years. And what we did is we learned to do things better. Things that didn't work, there were things we were spending too much time on that weren't generating a lot of money. And we've done that with the other 300 or so stations around the country. We meet all these stations, we all meet once a year. And we talk about things that work, things that don't, things we can do better, and things, you know, we just need to forget about. We meet in Memphis at St. Jude Hospital. We go, we tour the hospital, we meet patients, we meet their families, we talk with them, we hear them speak, we hear from the doctors, the researchers, and it's called Country Cares for St. Jude. We get to meet a lot of the country music artists that come to Memphis, hang out for the weekend with the kids. They entertain us. I can tell you, last time I went, we were having lunch one day in the ballroom at the Peabody, and they said, "We've got a surprise for everybody. Brad Paisley's in town, heard y'all were here. He wants to come sing for you during lunch." And we got to see Brad Paisley and the guitar step on the stage and play for 45 minutes. That night, we went to the Elvis Presley Arena. I don't know if you've ever been to Graceland, but now they've got it's a whole entertainment district now. And John Party and Megan Maroney did a concert for us that night. So those people, they're in town, and they're there more to, they're not there to really entertain us. They're entertaining those kids. And those kids need that in their life. But anyway, back to what we do. We started about 37 years ago. First radiothon we did was not affiliated with Country Cares. Somebody had come to us that had a daughter who was a St. Jude patient and said, "There are some stations that are doing radiothons." So we did one. And then we found out that Randy Owen, the lead singer of Alabama, was a very good friend of Tennessee Curtis. Tennessee was a little girl from Mammoth Spring, Arkansas, who was a patient. And I hate to use this term, but it's the only one I know to use. Tennessee was the first poster child for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And just by happenstance, she was a great young lady. I had an opportunity to interview Tennessee a couple of times before she passed away. She lost her battle, but her and Randy Owen became friends on his visits to the hospital. And Randy became friends with Danny Thomas, who was the founder of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And Randy said, "We need to do something. We need to combine all the country radio stations around the country and do something to raise money for St. Jude." So the first thing they did was a concert. I don't know if any of you here even old enough to remember when we participated in that concert. It was a satellite deal, and it was different concerts going on around the country, and they were going to go to this one and then go to that one and give out a phone number to call. And the event lost $1 million. 37 years ago. $1 million, that'd be like $8 million today. But anyway, and Danny Thomas told Randy that they couldn't do that anymore. Come up with something else. And Randy had heard about some radio stations like ours doing radiothons. He said, "What about if we set this up to do radiothons all over the country? I'll start calling all my friends in radio. I'll have all the other members of Alabama call people. We'll get together and we'll do a concerted effort." And that's how Country Cares came to be. And this past year, we went over $1 billion raised for St. Jude just through Country Cares for Kids Radiothons. And I think that's pretty cool. And we started, K-Country actually is a charter member of that organization. Dave Watson was the PD at our radio station. at that time, and Randy had called KTTS, where Dave had worked previous, and asked them to become a station that would be involved in these radiophones. Dave still had connections, and they said, you know, we know a station down at Thayer. Guy used to work here, works down there. They did a radiophone last year. So Randy called Dave, and we agreed to participate, and we've been a member ever since. Now, Country Cares has expanded. Country Cares expanded to Rock Cares and Urban Cares. So we're actually in the process right now of rebranding the whole organization. And you'll hear some of this on Wednesday the 11th. We're going to go from Country Cares to Music Gives. It's just a new branding thing, and so we can put everybody under the same umbrella, so to speak. But anyway, we have continued, and excuse me, I've got a frog. I think I swallowed it on my way sliding down that hill this morning on the ice when I wrecked my truck. But anyway, we've been doing this for a long time, and we've learned a whole lot of really good stuff. We go to these seminars. The people from K-Country are kind of like celebrities among the radio stations. And we've had so many representatives from St. Jude that have been our St. Jude reps that they start calling people and say, hey, come here, I want you to meet this guy. Would you sit down with him and tell him how y'all do your radiophone? Would you tell him about some of the events that you do to raise money? Because if you listen to the radio, we try to do events pretty much year-round to raise money and put it all into one pot on February the 11th. One of the major things that we do every year is Touchdowns for a Cure. And we have now spread that across the country to smaller radio stations like ours that do high school football. And what happens is every time the Thayer Bobcats score a touchdown, there's a $50 donation to St. Jude. And right now, Thayer Dental has done that for several years. And I don't know if we told Dr. Patel yet, but Thayer scored 77 touchdowns this football season. And he usually adds a little bit to it if they don't have such a good year. Last year was only 40-something touchdowns, and he added a little bit. But we have those people that have been doing that kind of thing for a long time. And last week, and this is really an amazing story. There's two I want to mention. Last week, I got the chance to go to Alton and speak to the Alton Elementary School to kick off their fundraisers. Now, many of you probably know Alton School has an elementary school-age child who is a St. Jude patient. Karsten Casey is his name. And they thought Karsten was in really good shape until he had a redevelopment. And Karsten is going back to St. Jude. He went this past Thursday, and they did some things, and he's got to go back. He's got to have chemo. And so Alton Elementary School gets behind St. Jude's. Last year, the elementary school at Alton raffled off a side of beef. And since there was another side left over, they raffled it off too. They raffled off two sides of beef donated by Stubblefields, and they raised $15,000 for the kids of St. Jude, which is an amazing number. This year, since the Stubblefields aren't in the cattle industry anymore, they have given two $500 gift certificates to Von Allman Meat Processing to go buy beef. Not assuming you can buy pork if you want it. Anything they've got, you can buy. So they're giving away two $500 gift certificates. The Alton Elementary School is trying to raise $20,000 for the kids of St. Jude. And if they do, me along with some of the staff at Alton School are going to get duct taped to a wall. I don't know how I get in the middle of those things. A couple of years ago, they set a goal and they reached it, and I had to go serve lunch in a French maid outfit. There are pictures. They aren't pretty. No, it'll never come off. Duct tape, you have to get that residue on there. Anyway, there are a lot of really cool events like that that are going on right now. And if you'll go to our webpage at ecomnewsnetwork.com, you can see a list of a whole bunch, probably 15, 18 different businesses and organizations that are doing fundraisers to raise money. That's how we make this happen. And that's what we impress on the people at Memphis when we meet with other stations. Your radiothon has to become a community event, not just an event that you do. And I can tell you that about November, people start calling the radio station. And this is a quote from the caller. Hey, Redbone, when are we going to have our radiothon? Have you set the date yet for our radiothon? The people in these communities, Thayer, Mammoth Spring, Alton, Koshkonong, Couch, West Plains, all around, we get calls from Salem, Ash Flat, Cherokee Village. We get some major donations from Cherokee Village at times. But anyway, they see it as their radiothon. And that's why I tried to impress on the people at Memphis. You've got to make it your community's radiothon. And I thank all of you here because I think you all have had a hand in making that happen. And I applaud you for that because it's very important. You know, those poor little kids, as Dave Watson used to say, those poor little ball-headed babies don't deserve what they go through early in life. And, you know, when we started doing Country Cares radiothons 36 years ago, the cure rate for the most common form of cancer was 20%. That's leukemia. 20%. Now, the cure rate for leukemia is 94%. And it's thanks to the research that they do at St. Jude, they're making it happen. The overall cancer rate, when you include all of them together, is closing in on 85%, which is an amazing number. And we just got to keep that number going. And the only way to do that is we have to continue to raise money because, in case you don't know, no one who takes a child to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital ever receives a bill. They don't even take billing information when you enter the hospital. It's amazing. We've heard story after story from moms when we go to the seminars to speak to us and said, our doctor said we have to go to St. Jude. I go, we don't have any money. We can't pay. So we walk in the door. One lady in particular, and Dr. Reem, you'll appreciate this, she took her two sons to the eye doctor. One of them was having a little trouble seeing at school. One was, I think, in the second grade, and one was just a couple of years younger. Took him to the eye doctor. She said the oldest got up there, and the doctor looked in the eye and went, oh. Said, let me see the other child. Again, stepped up. Doctor looked in the machine, whatever it's called, and goes, oh, my goodness. Both her sons had a tumor behind their eyes. He said, we got to get you to St. Jude. She went, and the story she tells, she said, I walked in with my kids, And I opened my purse and I started looking in my purse for money. She said, the lady at the door says, what are you doing? She said, I'm trying to find out if I got enough money to pay for this. And she said, close your purse. You're not going to get charged a dime for what we're going to do. And they were able to save the children, save their eyesight. And they were there with her. And that had been 5 or 6 years prior to her being there. And they were those kids that just jump around and wouldn't stay on the stage. They were everywhere. And we hear those stories a lot. And the thing that we hear, they never receive a bill. Now, if you have insurance, they're going to charge your insurance for whatever your insurance will pay. In the case of Karsten Casey, I talked with Chad the other day when I was over there at the Alton School. Their bill probably, at this point, would be about $3 million. I asked Chad in front of the entire school, have you ever received a bill? He said, not one. Never received a phone call. Nothing. And they're amazed by it just like we are. And that's why Chad, who owns Piney Creek Auto and Napa Auto Parts at Alton, they do a giveaway every year. And Karsten, who's I think in the third grade, maybe, in the third grade, he does a lemonade stand one day right before the radiothon at his dad's place of business. Last year, Karsten by himself raised, I'm thinking it was around $10,000 in a lemonade stand. And he's got plans to do it again this year. And Chad does a giveaway. He's giving away a tool set. It's a Milwaukee tool set valued at $1,650. You know what Chad does? He called Milwaukee and he said, here's my situation. We need to raise some money for St. Jude. Milwaukee gave him the tool set. And when they sent it, they also sent a 43-piece socket set to go with it, which is valued another $150. So we have the $1,650 in this prize he's giving away. And that's just one of many businesses around that are helping. All that money funnels through the K-Country Cares for St. Jude Kids Radiothon. I want to tell you one other story. Some of you may have heard this before, but a few years ago, I was in Memphis at our seminars, and we were at the hospital. They took us into the K-Cafe, which is the hospital cafe, which is a wonderful place. And they, when we walked in the door, they said, you're going in the back room. Here's a box. Don't open it. Somebody will be along to help you. I was with my buddy, Big Ugly Dave Willis. Big Ugly, he does a morning show in Virginia. We've become friends over the years. And by the way, Dave lost his battle with brain cancer here about 5 years ago, which is kind of ironic. He worked so hard to raise money for years and years and years, and then he gets a brain tumor and didn't survive. But we were sitting at a table. We had these boxes, and this little boy came bouncing along. He looked like Ralphie from The Christmas Story, that movie, blonde hair, little rim glasses, and just bounced up there. He jumped up on a stool. He said, "All right, guys, my name is Francis. Open your box." We opened these boxes, and there were these cupcakes, huge cupcakes, and there was a container of icing, a container of M&Ms, and a container of sprinkles. And Francis says, "We're going to decorate cupcakes." I said, "I have no idea how to decorate a cupcake." He said, "It's okay. I took a class." So Francis tells us, put the icing on the cupcakes. So we iced these cupcakes, and they're great old big things. They're like this big. And we put the icing on there. He says, "Now we're going to decorate." He said, "But you've got to put the M&Ms on first before the sprinkles." "Why do you do that? Why does it matter?" He said, "Because you cover it with sprinkles, there won't be enough icing to make the M&Ms stick. So we learned you got to put the big stuff on first and then fill in all the spaces with the little stuff." And Francis, we talked for a little bit and talked to him, and he was in the third grade, and he was just bouncing all over the place. That particular year, Country Music Television, CMT, happened to be there for the weekend, and they were filming segments with the kids. And Francis says, "I got to go be on TV." And he jumped down. He ran over to where they were filming in the same room. His mom walked over and sat down, real nice young lady. And we said, "Your son?" She goes, "Yeah, Francis is my boy." I said, "Well, is he doing okay?" She says, "Well, today he's pretty good." We said, "Well, what was Francis's issue?" And she said, "He had a very rare brain tumor." So St. Jude went in and they removed it. Said, "Oh, great, then he's going to be all right." She says, "No, he's not." We said, "You're kidding. Look at him over there. You know, he was grabbing the microphones and trying to operate cameras. He was just all over the place." And she said, "No, it came back, and it's inoperable." And we're like, "Oh, that's too bad." And she said, "Yeah, I've already been told my Francis is going to die." She said, "But we come to St. Jude every day. And they are poking him with needles. They're doing all kinds of tests every day." She said, "We're lucky we live in Memphis. But we come over every day, and they are studying my Francis to find out how this developed, if what they've done has done any good at all, and what they're doing is doing any good." She said, "But ultimately, my Francis is going to die." Well, Big Ugly got a big tear. I got a big tear. And she says, "Guys, tell Francis's story at your radiothons." He said, "And tell people this, that I know that if they can cure one child in the future because of what they're doing with my Francis, I will know why God put him on this earth." What a wonderful attitude to a very sad situation. I mean, if you could imagine your kids in the third grade and the doctor says, "There's nothing we can do, he's going to die." And then just wait. But they have given her hope. You know, they might, through that study, find something that he could do. And the hope that what they're doing will lead to other cures for other kids, so people don't have to go through what she's going through. And I think that's the number one thing that they tell you at St. Jude. And they've been telling us that was the big deal at the beginning of the radiothons, providing hope for these families. And now that they are curing so many and the cure rates continue to go up, it's like we've got to continue. You know, Danny Thomas had a dream. Danny Thomas wanted to build a hospital in the middle of the country where children would never have to pay, and everyone would be accepted, regardless of race, religion, creed, or color. That's why he built in Memphis, at a major airport in the middle of the country. Now, there are patients at St. Jude from all over the world. St. Jude has expanded. They're building clinics all over the world. There's a St. Jude clinic in Springfield at Mercy. My granddaughter, one of them, was born early. And in the NIC unit, you walk right past the St. Jude Clinic when you go to the NICU at Mercy Hospital. So they are expanding, trying to bring treatment to the patients rather than all the patients having to go to St. Jude. Connor Lair from West Plains, great football player. Got to college, playing at Missouri State University in Springfield, developed leukemia. A patient at St. Jude, they cured that young man, and he's still playing football. Missouri State got behind him. So they do a lot of really great things. There's another young man from Alton. His name is Mason Simmons. Mason, St. Jude patient. A lot of people don't remember. When he was very young, he too developed leukemia. St. Jude saved his life. And you got to know, it does my heart good when Mason checks into a basketball game I'm doing on the radio. I always identify him as one of our St. Jude kids. And because of people like you and the people out there that donate to the Radiothon or buy raffle tickets or go to Fred's Fish House and eat on St. Jude Day or whatever they do, that Mason's out there getting to do what he loves, and that's play basketball. And if he was just a little bit taller, he'd be really good. But he's a little bit on the short side. Mason was a major celebrity at St. Jude. Matter of fact, he went to St. Louis. They do a promotion at St. Jude called the Dream House Giveaway. You've all probably seen it on TV where they get construction companies to build a house, and then they sell tickets, and they give it away. Mason went to St. Louis and actually got to decorate one of the rooms in the Dream House that they gave away in St. Louis. He decorated it as a forest, painted trees and stuff. She said, one of the trees, I put a tree stand. But Mason, there are videos of Mason on the St. Jude website, him and his dad fishing and doing all kinds of stuff. We have Madison Bowers here in town, who's a St. Jude patient at a very young age, had a brain tumor. St. Jude saved her life. You hear Monica and Daniel tell that story. They were actually in a St. Louis hospital. They wanted to do some more stuff, and Monica said, no, we're going to St. Jude. And they saved their daughter's life. And what's really cool, she now owns a business here in town, and she is a sponsor and helps us raise money for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which you will find out of just about any family that has ever been involved with St. Jude. They know what's at stake, they know the need, and they try to give back as much as they can. That's the case with the Caseys and the Stubblefields. I want to thank you all for what you do for them every year there. Any questions? No? All right. So February the 11th, I expect you all to get up early at 10 o'clock or at 6 o'clock and listen. And I expect you... Okay. Now do 6. Do 6. We got some special things we're going to be doing throughout the course of the day. We're going to have, and I try to tell people, we're going to have some fun. We're going to laugh. We're going to cry. But we're going to spend a whole day, and maybe even more so than the money, is getting the word out about what St. Jude does. Because if we were to have a kid from here in town go to St. Jude, another one, and be cured, it would be worth every penny we raise on the radio that day. If we had that guarantee. And we're getting closer because of the money that's raised every year. By the way, elementary school age kids, if you know any, buy those tickets for the $500 gift certificates. Thayer, we were going to kick off their promotion this afternoon, but they didn't have school. So I'm hoping we get to kick that off tomorrow. At Thayer, David Bristow and his construction company last year donated a all-steel construction storage building. And I've talked David into doing another one this year. And we're giving away, because I got to thinking, what do people really need right now? What will make them buy tickets and support this cause? And we're also giving away a $300 Harps gift card for food. So you're going to win a storage shed that's worth about $2,500 and $300 in free groceries. So when you see those Thayer Elementary School kids, buy those tickets. And I don't know, should I mention some others, Bob? If you want to go, if you like a Hirsch gear, you ever bought a Hirsch's t-shirt or one of their long sleeve tees or a hoodie? You see them everywhere. Well, Hirsch Feed donates all the proceeds from the sale of their brand clothing, their logoed clothing, to St. Jude. And they do that year-round at all 4 locations. Last year, I think we received the check for somewhere around $17,000. And I would expect with the 2 new locations they've added over the last year and a half or so, it's probably going to be quite a bit better than that. So go to Hirsch's and buy you a Hirsch's t-shirt or a hoodie with the weather coming in this weekend, you'll need the hoodie because it's going to get cold and the snow is going to get this deep. About this deep.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's another one of the major ones that are out there. I mentioned Piney Creek Farm.
Yeah,
Holly Hart is baking for a cure. You call her and order some fresh baked goods. And I know I've seen David recently, and he must be enjoying some of those baked treats from Holly. he can tell you how good they are. And Holly donates all the proceeds from the sale of her baked goods to St. Jude, which is an amazing thing. They are good. Cinnamon rolls, I said today on my morning show, I said, get you some, pick them up Thursday or Friday, and then you'll have them for when you get snowed in this weekend. You'll have something good to eat. But there are a lot of businesses. Go to the website, check them out.